joining us live in studio today as well. Our next guest is Bridger Mackey with Edify Sports. Sports trading cards and some really cool things he's doing with the NIL stuff happening. Bridger, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. And this is obviously we've actually done several interviews this summer and this last year about the NIL thing, name, image, likeness, and athletes kind of branching out and promoting their own brand and things like that. So tell us how you decided to start this Edify. It's an app. At least that's part of it. Tell us about this and how people can get involved with it.
Yeah, long story short, we've got young kids that are in travel basketball and, you know, AAU, all those different things. Everybody's looking for ways to get their kid noticed. Also, they're participating in the cost of that. So we thought maybe there's a way for us to help kids find places to play later on and then help them to stand out in a crowd of so many. So we thought, let's put something together that allows them to be unique. So we came up with like a QR code on a shirt type idea, you know, something different. You know, everybody shows up with a pink armband or something so that they can, you know, stick out and stand out. But our thought was, let's take it a little bit further, and we would create a sports platform for them, because there really isn't one. You know, there's TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, but they're not really sports based. There's little sectors of them, but so we thought let's just make one that's sports based completely. Kids can go in there, post all their stuff. They can link it to all the places that they need to be linked to: Huddle, Max Preps, Wild Preps, everything. And then they can build a following, build a fan, you know, group, and then we can support them more on a personal level. The NIL stuff is a big space now that everybody's trying to figure out how to navigate. And we thought, well, if one thing that we've learned is the connection between fan and athlete has kind of gone. So we wanted to reconnect and make that a new way for us to bring them back together.
So how did you go then from, I want to give my AAU basketball son exposure, to all of a sudden navigating NIL and collegiate sports and doing trading cards for some of the big names in college football?
Yeah. So one of my partners, he's from here. And his daughter married one of the higher profile guys on the University of Wyoming's team. So, Jordan Bertinoli, I'm just gonna put a plug in there. He's awesome.
plug away.
Yeah, Jordan's great. So we thought, you know what, if we can do this on a youth, like a younger size level, this, why not college? That's where it's really getting pushed anyway. And some of our favorite teams are losing kids because of promised money. So, you know, Wyoming's a little bit unique. They don't recruit with money. We pride ourselves in those hard-nosed, get-to-work type guys. And our thought came actually with thinking of Josh Allen. You know, we were lucky to have him. He was, I mean, if everybody, nobody, not everybody knows this story, nobody wanted him really. So he had sent out tapes to every school in Division I. Nobody wanted him. And luckily we had Coach Bolt at the time that took a chance on him, and he kind of rewrote history. So his trading card, his rookie trading card, like I think the highest one is for sale right now is like $300,000. So we thought maybe there's a way for us to connect the University of Wyoming. It's our only university. We'll start there and then we'll make it cool, and hopefully the kids younger will grab in.
Well, when you talk about some of these players, and you know, you talk about Josh Allen, obviously Larry Nance Jr. springs to mind. There's another guy that was kind of under-recruited. Wyoming gave him a chance, and then he blossomed there. But you look at Jordan Bertinoli; he's a local kid. He's a Casper kid coming back. He's going to be one of the top defensive linemen in the Mountain West this next year. Before him, also from Casper, you've got a guy like Logan Wilson starting for the Bengals. We've had him on a time or two here on the show. And you think to yourself, oh, it'd be pretty neat if I had a Logan Wilson trading card from when he was at Natrona High School or something like that. And then you and I were just kind of talking about it. You know, you got your local players here. You know, maybe more recently a guy like Luke Towich played at Cody. Now he's at Notre Dame. You know, we don't know what his future is, but, you know, some things like that. Or maybe some other guys on their own favorite team. So how do you go about, you know, actually going and talking to these local teams and getting with these kids and saying, hey, let's put together a card for you?
Yeah, so a lot of it's fundraising. I don't, you know, being a parent, everything's getting more expensive. So we thought instead of selling chocolate, nothing against chocolate, I love chocolate, it's my favorite thing. But if you're going to do a fundraising or you know, some type of campaign that brings connects fans to the program. Star Valley's pretty lucky. Like, we pretty much support our teams. We love them. I'm a small town kid from Cokeville. That's all we did was play sports, right? That's how you got out of the hayfield. You went to practice. So, creating an opportunity for us to really invest in our kids is a big thing. So that's kind of how we've done it there. And then the social media point with the app, that's really the kids thing. So they're already posting a bunch of stuff on different, you know, TikTok, Be Real, all the things that they're using. We thought, well, let's just do it sports based. And those guys are really good at creating friendships. And so we thought, we'll just do that through the app, make it fun. And then if we can show them how to market themselves, show them how to monetize it a little bit. The state of Wyoming is a little bit different for amateur sports. They can only make so much money. So you got to be careful there. However, like a Luke Talich or Logan Wilson, it would be awesome for me to be able to say, hey, Logan, can I have a card? Do you have one available? And have a place that I can directly communicate with him. You know, they're out of reach for us most of the time. And the old sports cards, we never knew who they were, but I knew all the stats and everything on, you know, on a Mickey Mantle card, Michael Jordan card. We always wanted those. So this was just another personal way to connect them, and doing it on a local level, just super fun, super fun.
Bridger Mackey and Studi talking about Edify Sports. So Bridger, it sounds like this is a mix between a traditional trading card and almost like a social media platform is kind of what it is, right?
Yep. We just tried to mesh them together. So we brought some of the stuff that we thought from our youth that was really fun. Smashed it into stuff that kids are using now with social media and you know, technology that we didn't have, and just mixing them. So.
But even more than that, it's a tool. I downloaded the app and I'm looking at it. I mean, you can you get to select who you are, if you're a coach or an agent. It's really something to help players get exposure and help people find the players. It's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, and that's one of the key components that, you know, for the kids, it's mainly social media, but the utility of it is all of those guys go into a database, and then colleges have the ability to search. You know, we're familiar with KSL classifieds, where you can filter down to exactly what you want if you're looking for a car. We did the same thing with the app. So if there's a team that loses a defensive lineman to the transfer portal, coaches can go in there, and whatever kid in the country fits the description that he filters is going to pop up. So all of those kids, like a Josh Allen, have the opportunity to be, you know, discovered.
You know, you talk about making a local connection. You had talked about more recently, Kimble Madsen, standout player with Mountain View. He had a camp. He's on the University of Wyoming team as a fullback. And talk about that experience and how you were able to kind of play a role in that camp that he put on for Mountain View.
Yeah, awesome guy. Kimball's a great guy from Mountain View. Gave us the chance to be a part of his, you know, marketing campaign for himself. So did a camp in Mountain View, youth camp. He did two divisions, and what we did is we helped him come up with some trading cards, and then he used those. He offered them for sale. Kids were able to purchase them, and then they did a drawing, and so whoever won the drawing got a pair of his football gloves, game gloves.
Very cool.
You know, so I'm all about Wyoming Cowboys. So anything that can bring more fans into the Cowboy family, that's what we want. So great connection.
Are you getting this, Duke? Are you getting this? We're trying to get Duke all converted over, but I don't think it's going to happen.
To Wyoming football?
Yeah.
I like Wyoming football.
Oh, I know. No, we want him to move up to the top for you.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. So Bridger, how big is this right now? I mean, obviously you're focusing on Wyoming and the athletes here. Are other schools noticing? I mean, what other universities are looking at this right now?
Yeah, so we've been a little bit selective in the beginning, just because we wanted to highlight Wyoming. We wanted to get them in there first. You know, they're the first ones to be recognized if you're in there first. But we've reached out to Utah State. We've got some stuff we're working there, Southern Utah, Utah Tech. Really the Mountain West. We've got some connections with some professional athletes that we've got some mentorship programs that we're going to pull into this. So, I mean, it's kind of evolving. There's a lot of our vision's quite large, but mainly we just wanted to get kids going, help them market. That's why they go to school, right? I mean, that's why they go to college, is to figure out how to market themselves and make money and connect. So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, when you talk about reaching out and obviously making a connection with other universities, you had also mentioned, you know, this was a really tragic story and a sad thing, but you were able to help the family and the mourners of Andre Selden Jr. He just tragically passed away. He's a player from Utah State, but you were able to at least have a little bit of a positive impact there. Talk to us about that and what you were able to do there.
Yeah, realistically, we were Coach, so Utah State's had some up and downs this last little bit, if anybody's paid attention. So, and then losing an Andre. So Andre, if you know his background, he was actually originally recruited to Michigan. He was like one of the top four players in the state of Michigan. Very good player. Transferred to New Mexico State, then just came to Utah State and unfortunately passed away in a bad accident. Anyway, so we were able to – we built him a card. It's kind of a memorial card. And we built one for every one of his teammates, and then we made some for his family. And our thought with that wasn't so much – you know, hey, look at us. It was more, sure. Is there a way for us to help you guys generate some income for the family? You know, and they weren't looking for it. It wasn't something that anybody asked us for. We just thought if there's a little bit of something that we can do to help somebody, that's the whole point of this app, is to be able to help others. So they let us come down. They graciously hosted us and we were able to talk to them. And then they presented those cards to the family at the memorial that they put together. You know, one of just a great way to hold on to something that, you know, and someone that you love. So it worked more than just a sports trading card in that sense.
Well, and you talked about the evolution of what you're doing here. It's not like there's a playbook with what you're trying to do here. But it also gives you some options and the ability to kind of pivot with a lot of different situations. And so it kind of keeps you up at the forefront.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and we, you know, my background's a little bit different. I'm in risk advisement insurance, been there for a long time. So investing in companies, helping people pick things to grow their, you know, their basis and stuff has always been something that I've been a part of. My thought was, is with this, what if we invested more in people? You know, if I have the ability to contribute on a small basis to a kid, you know, 10 bucks, 20 bucks, and it gets into a camp, who knows what that turns into down the road, you know? So just creating those connections, those relationships, that's really the goal with this. And then we're going to try to mesh it into as many possible things as we can.
Very cool. Bridger Mackey in studio, Edify Sports. You can download the app. You also have physical cards that can be passed around as well, right, Bridger?
Yeah. In fact, we encourage everybody. So we've got them, you know, as low as price as we possibly can. We're printing them in Wyoming. You know, we're trying to make this a Wyoming-based company. So our goal is if you want help coming up with ideas, we're so happy to do that. So give us a call. We'll help you market them. Awesome. But the cards are available. Trade them. Like if I was a kid, I would be buying, I'd make some and then I'd ask every kid that had one. You never know who's going to get there, right? So a Logan Wilson, I'll bet all of his high school teammates wishes they had one of his rookie cards.
Right?
So, yep.
That's well, cool. And you even showed me some of the ones you had, you know, a kid that we cover on a regular basis, Smith McClure, had a, you got a card for him, quarterback for the Braves. And you talk about Kimball Madsen from Mountain View. So I guess just one quick question here, Duke. You say give you a call and reach out to you. What's the best method for people to do that?
Best method is to get on the app, and then we've got a message thing. So everybody that creates a card, it comes in. We wanted to vet this a little bit so we can make sure that we helped everybody have an authentic card and an authentic experience, so nobody stole it from them. So everything that they send in, we vet them, make sure that the pictures are okay, they're not bad. So that's the other part of the app, is to keep all the other junk out. We wanted sports. Things that you learn in sports to help build you and push other places. So we do that. So once we get the card, we send a message, you know, hey, let us help you. What can we help you with? How do you want the card structured? You know, there's just different things. And we've got some templates on there that they pick the picture, they put it all together, but then it allows them to interact directly with us.
Really cool. So when is the Duke and Dow commemorative SVI card coming out? That's in the works, right?
You get me the picture, I'll get it today.
Well, that's the problem. You know, Duke, we got to find a vetted picture. That's
I'll take one with my phone.
I was telling Bridger that I have a picture of me giving Spuddy the mascot a hug.
That's right.
From Potato Bowl. And I'm like, that would be a great Dow trading card.
We need it.
What a keepsake for I don't know, somebody.
I think it's awesome. You never know how that'll be worth, you know? The sports memorabilia world is growing quickly.
I have a room we can hang it in.
Well, Bridger, this is awesome. It's groundbreaking, revolutionary. I think it's going to help a lot of our local athletes hit that next level. So, again, it's Edify Sports, E-D-I-F-Y, E-D-I-F-Y Sports. You can download the app. You can start browsing. You can get involved. Anything we missed about this, Bridger, you wanted to touch on?
No, just use it. Hopefully everybody will get on and love it. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Bridger Mackey this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. You can download the Edify Sports app today and get started. It's all part of the SBI Radio Network.